This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking with our Hometown Hope recipient for the month of December, and that's the Salvation Army here in Lenawee County. I'm so happy to have on the program, back in the program once again to talk with us, Captain Laura Lundum. And Captain Laura, it's so good to have you with us.
I am so happy to be here, Dale.
And congratulations on the recipient for the month of December for the Hometown Hope.
Thank you. It does help us a lot.
Well, there's a lot going on for the Salvation Army, and there's always something going on. You have a lot of things happening, but of course, during the holiday period, that kind of just amps up just a little bit more, doesn't it?
It does. It starts for us in July. It gets really busy around October.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the thing that I think everybody thinks of during this time of the year with the Salvation Army, and is the Red Kettle program.
Yeah, our Red Kettle campaign has started. We started back in November, and we're so excited to have new things happening this year. But the Red Kettle is, it's just a thing of history. It's been around for a very long time, and I myself was a bell ringer when I was a child and have been a recipient as a child from the funds that come in from that. And so now I love just being able to get out there and ring bells and see happy, cheery people out there wishing people a Merry Christmas.
What is the goal for this year?
This year's goal is $125,000 in the Red Kettles. We have more goals through the mail and as other donations that come in. But the buckets, we're trying to get about $125,000. The need is out there. It's getting greater and greater each year. And the cost of things are getting so much more that we have to increase our goals.
Now, the Red Kettles will be out throughout the entire county then?
Correct. We have our big ones out at the storefronts. We have 8 locations throughout the county. And then we have our little small ones that are out at smaller places around town that people could also leave donations in.
Now, there's one thing that you were telling me before we went on the air about a new way that people can donate. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are finally catching up with the times. And the Salvation Army knows that a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. And so we have a Tap to Give program right there at the kettle. We only have 2 of the machines. So if you walk up to a kettle and you see like a white poster that's like attached to the kettle stand that has a $5, a $10, and a $20 tap. You can tap your card or your phone if you have Apple Pay or Google Pay. Either one, you just tap it. It'll take off the $5, the $10, or $20, whichever one you tap, and it goes directly from your bank directly to our bank, and it's quick and fast, and we will even know within 5 minutes that it just happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is wonderful. We used it at our kettle kickoff night, and we're hoping to make this be a successful thing.
So be looking out for those, because you said that there's only only 2, right?
We only have 2 for the county right now that we're going to shift them around and use them where we can. So as you walk up to the kettle stand, if you see a white poster attached to the pole, that's that machine, and you can use your card or your phone and make a donation that way.
That is so very cool. Yeah, that's great.
We're hoping that it helps a lot, because it really has hurt a lot that people don't carry cash.
Yeah.
You know, I don't carry that much cash. I don't know about the rest of the world, but we don't carry cash anymore. We use everything for our card and our phone.
Yeah, that's right. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking about the Red Kettle program, I know you've also done a program with the area high schools here in Lenawee County regarding the kettle programs, too. And is that going on this year, too?
That is going on. This is the 3rd year here in Lenawee County that the high schools, have painted a kettle for us that has been on our Facebook page. And the voting has just ended. And so that announcement will be made very soon as to who the winner of that is. And we're really excited because the schools do a great job. The kids get really involved in it. And this year's theme was your favorite Christmas memory.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised to see what some of these high schoolers are coming up with, what their favorite Christmas memory was. And I'll tell you, Dale, it's not all about the presents. I've seen a lot with cookie making. I've seen a lot with hot cocoa and sledding and playing in the snow. And so, parents, that's what your teenagers are thankful for.
And that's great. That's great knowing that that's what they're coming away with their favorite Christmas memory. That's awesome.
It tells us adults a lot when that's what the teenagers are thinking their favorite Christmas memory is, time together with people. Yes, it makes a difference. So.
Yeah. And then you have all the high schools participating again this year or not?
Correct. We have all the, there's I think 11 high schools in Lenawee County, all the public schools.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten into the private schools yet, but all the public schools are out there.
Oh, that's great. All right. Now, another thing that you just have done just recently was a type of a chili cook-off, didn't you?
Yeah, I like to have fun in life, Dale. And so our kettle kickoff, we wanted it to be a little bit more fun. So we started a chili kettle cookoff. So, you know, those kettles can hold chili, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't put the chili in that. We put them in crock pots. But
yeah.
We had 12 participants make their famous chili and bring it in. And we were having a taste testing contest at the same time as kicking off our kettle campaign. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And you had a real good competition going on, too, didn't you?
We really did. We had advisory board members. We had staff members. We had the sheriff put in a chili, Fire Station 71. And then our divisional commanders, the colonels of the Salvation Army and Great Lakes Division, came down with a chili. And our winner was our thrift store manager and his wife. They took the championship trophy this year.
All right.
So there's a lot of talk already about who's going to try to take it next year.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Also going on during this time of the year is always the donation of toys for the Salvation Army.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
That's the part I love the most about Christmas is getting the toys together for the kids. And I always like to remind everybody that just because a child is in need doesn't mean they don't deserve something new and that they don't, like grandma or grandpa may have bought them a PlayStation, but the remote's broke or they don't have a game for it or something. And so there's always that need. The teenagers are the hardest ones for us to get taken care of.
Yeah.
So as people hear this, if you can think of things that teenagers want right now, bring it down to us and we can make sure that it gets out there to them. It's hard to get gifts for other people's children, but they're kids. They're all kids, and there's things that they need. And so I always tell people, think of what your own kids and grandkids would have wanted, and bring that down there, and we'll get it out to those kids.
Now, where should they bring them?
Down to the Salvation Army, 217 West Church Street, right next to our thrift store. If we're ever closed and they're open, the store will hold it for us as well. But we're always there Monday through Friday to take those toys in.
Okay. Now, you're taking the toy donations for the entire age group, don't you? You know,
oh, yeah.
You were talking about the teenagers, but also everybody thinks immediately about the younger kids and the little tykes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we should think about the teenagers.
Yes, brand new newborns. We actually have a few brand new newborns out there. And honestly, on their list, it's diapers and bottles and stuff because that stuff's expensive, all the way up to the teenagers. And then we also have out on our angel tree, and we're collecting for the seniors. We also take senior citizens in, and we get them a gift card to get their Christmas dinner. But we'd like to give them gifts as well.
Sure.
And so some of them are asking for simple things as warm socks and new pillows for their bed or a blanket. And I look at that as just a need. That's a need. But mm-hmm. when you're older and it's Christmas time, that need would be a great gift as well.
Yeah. I mean, they look at it as that's a nice thing to be able to get as a present.
When you're living on a fixed income, you can't spend that extra money on extra things. And so if you got those things around, bring them on down and we'll get those to the seniors as well.
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier, Captain Laura, about the fact that the need is greater. And, you know, we keep hearing about, the economy is getting a little bit better, but the thing is that our prices are still high, and that makes it a lot harder for a lot of families to be able to make ends meet, doesn't it?
It does. And I always try to tell people, remember, I would rather you spend your money paying your bills than worrying about Christmas gifts. Let us help take care of that because the community will round up. They'll gather around us and all the other agencies and help make sure that the toys are taken care of so that families can still make sure they pay their bills. That's more important for them. But we've actually had parents ask for things like gift cards for gasoline and people that need gift cards to Myers and Walmart and places so they can get their medication.
Oh, yes.
I never thought that would happen until there are people that just don't even have the money to pay their medical copays for their medicine.
Yeah. That's a great idea, too. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very good idea. And that's another idea, too, when it comes to the teenagers, too, is those gift cards, too.
The gift cards for the teenagers, we have one business that did it last year and is hoping to do it again this year and hopefully more so we can have a little bit more to give them. But we like to get gift cards to the movie theater, the skating rink, places that teenagers go. If you think about your teenagers and they like to get in the car and go to Starbucks or Big B, some teenagers can't join them because they don't have cash and mom and dad don't have it either.
Yeah.
So you throw some gift cards into to those places and these teenagers can go right along with their friends and nobody will know that they don't have the funds.
Yeah.
That's what matters to me.
Absolutely.
Yep.
When it comes to the donating of the toys or the for the young ones and also for the teenagers, How long is that donation collection going to take? I mean, to what cutoff is there?
Well, we need as many. We need all the angel trees in and the adopted families. We need all that back in by December 13th.
Okay.
But we will take things all the way to Christmas Eve because, believe it or not, there are people that still come later on that didn't make it on a list. And we always do a makeup day and make sure that there's nobody that got left behind.
Yeah. And you know, that's one thing that I happen to think about, the fact that with all the different agencies that we have here in Lenawee County, that you do coordinate between all the agencies, don't you?
Yes, we all work together. We've already been meeting this year, and we work together and we share a list. And everyone knows that we share a list to make sure that there's not duplication of services so that we can spread the wealth around the whole county.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of places we all work together and make sure that we're getting everybody that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know. So every one of those places, I don't want to take it just for me. Every one of those places are going to need the toys so that we can take care of the families.
That's right. So you'll be able to take and bring the toys right to the Salvation Army there on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned before, if you happen to be close for whatever, you know, during the part of the day, take them right over to the thrift store.
Yeah, we share the parking lot with our thrift store and just let them know it's for the Salvation Army Christmas, and they'll put it in a cart for me. And you wouldn't believe how many days I come in and they're bringing a cart over of stuff that got brought in, usually on Saturdays. I try to take a day off during the week if I get a chance, and so they'll bring it over and I get a chance to get sorting through that.
Yeah.
This is a fun time of year. It's really fun.
Yeah. And knowing that you're going to be able to help so many people in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. There's one other thing that's kind of Christmas related, but the thing is that I think it happens, twice a month with the food distribution that you have there at the Salvation Army?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have our normal food pantry where folks can make an appointment, come in and get a lot of food to take home. And then we have our fresh food distribution, and that is the first and third Tuesday of every month.
Yeah.
We were doing it as a drive-through during COVID. Then COVID ended, and we kept doing it as a drive-through. And our volunteers range from my age all the way up to, I think, our oldest volunteer is 93 or 94.
Oh, wow.
And they were standing out there in the heat and then the rain and the snow and the everything. And so we finally were able to move them in. People would come in and get their stuff, and then they go back out the door. And we always try to remind everybody, if the parking lot's full, just come a few more minutes later. And we go for 2 hours, so there's plenty of time to come and get stuff. They don't have to be first in line. They can just, when the parking lot's empty, come back by and they'll get their items.
Yeah. Do they have to register for that?
No, they just have to show that they live in Lenawee County.
Okay.
And once they've come once, we have them on our list.
Okay, very good. Anything else we haven't mentioned so far, Captain Laura, that is going on this holiday season for the Salvation Army?
Well, we also continuously have our hot meals Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5. The other day, we had 171 meals go out that door.
No kidding. Wow.
And that was the one day they said, Captain Laura, come help us at the door. And I was so eager to go, and it was chaos. 171 meals went out the door within just an hour, just 1 hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our cook is doing phenomenal, and our volunteers that just keep it going. It's a busy time, and you never know if you're going to have 50 people show up or 171. So thank God it was right after the chili cook-off. So I think we were pretty good there.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of such, if people would like to volunteer, how can they do that?
They just come on down to our office and register and sign up to volunteer, and we'll get them going.
Good deal. Okay. Now, if they would like more information, there's a couple of ways that they can do that, can't they?
Yes. They can either call our office at 265-2038. They can go and search us on Google, and there'll be a website there. Or our Facebook page does stay up to date as often as possible, so they can even message the Facebook page.
Well, once again, Captain Laura, thank you so much for all that you do and your volunteers and your staff. You do a monumental work over there at the Salvation Army, and I, for one, appreciate all the work that you certainly do every single day over there. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We have a great crew over there. They make us look good when we go out around town, but they do a lot of the work. So
yeah.
We appreciate all of our staff and volunteers. Yeah.
And once again, congratulations for being the Hometown Hope recipient for the month of December.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been Community Conversation. My guest, Captain Laura, with the Salvation Army. And I'm Dale Gartner. And this has been Community Conversation. And we'll talk again soon.